Hi.
So, was Oysters Australia left out of the loop on this announcement?
Look, not at all. The announcement was as a specific localised response to the Tasmanian government's call for help and the particular outbreak of the Pommes disease in one part of Tasmania. So we were responding immediately and directly to a call for help from a local community and a state government. So in no way, does this preclude our ongoing relationship with Oysters Australia about the bigger picture issues of biosecurity.
So will there be an opportunity, therefore, for Oysters Australia to have their plan funded once they present their findings, or was there only one opportunity for funding?
Look, this was funding, was actually response funding about dealing with helping the people that are out there at the moment with their oysters to sort through the oysters that are dead and those that are still alive, to make sure that they that they've got some opportunities for those people that have been displaced by this to be able to get access to some funding. I mean, we're talking about really specific and localised issues within a community in Tasmania. The difference being, of course, what Oysters Australia want to do is to develop a plan that is more broadly about not just the POMS virus across the whole of Australia, but a biosecurity plan for the whole of Australia. It's a completely different issue, and it comes from a completely different place within the department. So, we're happy to continue to have ongoing discussions with Oysters Australia about how we can protect this industry, very, very valuable industry, into the future.
So there isn't a finite amount of money that has just gone towards just the Tasmanian industry. There could be more on the table to develop a more whole-of-industry approach.
Look, there's obviously a myriad of different programs that address a whole heap of different issues. This particular funding was made available as emergency funding for an industry in a specific place that was in immediate crisis.
Should Oysters Australia, though, have been kept in the loop, though, even though this isn't related to their specific plan, that they're still a part of the oyster industry?
Sure. Look, I've spoken to Oysters Australia about the issue of the POMS outbreak in Tasmania. I spoke to them in Adelaide a few weeks ago, as I have been speaking to the Tasmanian Minister for Fisheries, Jeremy Rockcliffe, and I've been speaking to the people that have been directly affected in Tasmania. So, certainly my phone line's open, and I've been speaking to Mr. Ziffel about this particular issue. So, I just think it was, we felt that the thing that we needed to do as quickly as possible was to respond to the immediate issue on the ground, and we will continue to have broader discussions into the future with Mr. Ziffel as we have in the past.